While Congress debates how to provide health insurance for America's 9 million uninsured children, a surprising study released today finds the vast majority of children do not want health care. Joining us now is the study's director, Gerald Fisher. Tell us about this study, Mr. Fisher.
Well, we surveyed over 2,000 children and found that across the board, they were strongly opposed to doctor's visits, vaccination programs, and essentially every health care service some politicians are saying government coverage should provide.
Now, we're seeing those survey results here. You asked the simple question, would you like to go to the doctor more? The majority of respondents shrieked no.
Right. Leave me alone. Don't make me go. They were extremely passionate on the issue.
I see. Now, why do you think they feel so strongly about this?
Well, it's clear these children are worried that increased government funding for health insurance is a slippery slope to socialized health care.
So you're saying this is a political issue for them?
And a moral one. When we ask them if they see universal health care as an unfair burden to certain taxpayers and would they like a lollipop, almost all children said yes.
Really? This obviously comes as a blow to politicians who've been calling for universal child health care coverage.
No, exactly.
After the results of your study, the majority of senators are backing a bill that will cut all public funding for children's hospitals. It would close approximately 9,000 of the outdated, unwanted facilities. Now, have you heard any response to this announcement from the children themselves?
Absolutely. The kids are thrilled, Andrea. They're saying, goody, I want to go home. Unplug me. I want to go to grandma's or the movies. Basically, they'd rather be anywhere but in those hospitals.
And it looks like they're going to get their wish. That's great to hear.